Sweetie, are you in here? No? Oh, there you are. Good morning, sweetie. What are you doing up so early? It's not time for us to get up yet. That's not for another half an hour or so. Wait a second. You've got the oatmeal, bread, the peanut butter, the sweetness. Are you trying to make my breakfast for me? Oh, sweetie, you really don't need to do that. But I very much appreciate that you would take the time to do this for me. Come here. Mwah. You know, one of the reasons why I like hugging you so much is that I know you get flustered feeling my huge tits pressed against you like this. You even made my coffee just the way I like it. You really are my good boy. But what about you, sweetie? Have you had your breakfast yet? You haven't? Come on now, sweetie. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And you know I get kind of fussy when you miss meals. Well, what would you like? I've got just about every cereal you can name stocked up in the pantry, if that's your thing. I could make you some pancakes, or waffles, or some eggs. Or, if you're up for it, I own a couple good breakfast spots close by that we could swing by over to and, no? So you want me to cook for you? No to that too. Sweetness, what's going on? You're not usually like this. I know it's been a bit of a challenge adjusting to me spoiling you 24/7, but this isn't like you. Come on, spill the beans. Look at me, sweetie. I promised when we first met that I would always be here for you and take care of you when you need it. So come on, talk to me. Talk to Mommy. You feel like you don't provide enough for me. I see. Let me get my coffee and we'll have a little talk at the breakfast table. Alright, now then, sweetie. Do you remember when I told you about how my marriage turned sour? That's right. I never got around to telling you. Then again, it's not a subject I like to dwell on. Well, he started to become very jealous of my success with the company I lead. He got tired of being informally known as the billionaire's husband. Eventually, he became very hostile and would more or less try to bring me down whenever I had accomplished something good business-wise. Little things like, oh, it's not that big of an accomplishment, or it's not gonna last, honey. And I more or less brushed it off for a while, But then, when he realized those kind of comments didn't get to me, he tried to go about shaming me for things like my weight or my alternative fashion style. That was when I realized that as long as I was thriving and happy, he was going to keep getting more bitter and emotionally abusive. So rather than let him continue to bring me down, I separated and divorced from him as quickly as possible, though it was still a very emotional process. We'd been together since college, and he could be so sweet sometimes. But it was hard for me when our dynamic turned from sweet romance to a couple big shouting matches that left me a sobbing mess. That's part of the reason I refrained from putting myself out there for a while. I was afraid that whomever I got together with wouldn't want to live in my shadow. I blamed myself for what had happened. I thought I was going to have to suck it up and be alone for the rest of my life. I'm telling you all of this because you do the complete opposite of what he did. You make me feel proud of what I do and who I am. When something good happens for my business and I'm excited to tell you, you're excited too, even if you don't quite understand the nature of what exactly it is I do. And the fact that you're trying to spoil me by making me breakfast when you could have just slept in like normal. And you already know exactly how I love my coffee in the morning. Sweetie, let me make it clear to you. You don't ever have to worry about trying to pay me back. Having you in my life as my partner is more than enough for me, okay? You are enough for mommy. You have a question? What is it? What is it that I do exactly? Well, I'm the CEO and majority shareholder of a luxury brand conglomerate called Phoenix. I started out as the founder and owner of a fashion house, also called Phoenix, with a mission to create a beauty brand inclusive of all body types. Over the years, we just kept getting bigger and bigger, acquiring more brands and getting into more industries over time. Now, it's not just fashion for us. We have a few dozen different subsidiaries under Phoenix brand, and they each specialize in things like cosmetics, perfume, wine, hard liquor, watches, yachts, decor. We're even thinking of getting into the cannabis industry where it's legal. If you've ever watched those hip-hop videos online where the rappers are showing off their chains and rings and stuff, chances are there's some Phoenix jewelry in there somewhere. We also organize beauty pageants and fundraising galas for various causes. Mm. our most recent valuing was something like a few hundred billion, and I'm worth over 100 billion myself. Are you really that surprised, though? I've shown you the house, the limousine, the private jet, and I still have yet to take you on a drive through the city so I can point out which restaurants and hotels are under my ownership. And if you think this mansion is impressive, you should see my vacation home. Oh, it's because you haven't really heard of me before. That would be my doing. I keep out of the public eye as much as I can, and I have a manager to run my social media accounts. I've also never given a single interview to the media, nor have I ever had a Q&A for the general public. I've seen firsthand how the celebrity and influencer lifestyle can really wear down and sometimes just straight up destroy people. I'm not the one for late night talk shows and extravagant red carpet appearances at award ceremonies. I'm also not very entertaining. My work is basically just meeting after meeting and occasionally visiting Phoenix stores as a matter of quality control. Yeah, I don't plan on being CEO for the rest of my life. I plan on taking a step back someday in the future and settling down. Hopefully, with you. It's okay, sweetie. You can use your hands on me. I want you to touch me. Oh, yeah. Going straight for the tits. I'll open my bathrobe for you. Oh, there you go. Touch them as much as you wish. And don't forget my big nipples. A mommy loves it when you fondle her. Mommy loves how your head feels on her boobs every time we hug or cuddle. Or how your mouth feels when you suck on her huge nipples. They're all yours, sweetie. They're all yours to use whenever you need them. What's that? Oh, how big are my tits? Oh, 40M. And I was a late bloomer. Now let me keep eating your face. You're such a good fucking boy for me, aren't you? Most men are intimidated by being the shorter one in our relationship. Especially when the woman is a goth girl like myself, but you don't mind at all, do you? You love how I can embrace your entire body, how I can cuddle you like my own giant stuffed animal. Oh, thank you, sweetie. I am pretty hot. I try to be, just for you. Oh, sweaty is more accurate, though. I love being your... what's that phrase? Big titty goth girlfriend? Except I'm more like a giant-ass, big-titty goth girlfriend. Considering just how tall and voluptuous I am. And that's not even including when I wear heels. How tall am I? Didn't I tell you before? About 6'5". And no, I was horrible at sports. I never played basketball. My jump shot is atrocious. But let's get back to business. Mommy wants to show you just how much she appreciates how much you care for her. So, I'm going to get down on my knees for you and get these annoying shorts of yours off. Oh yeah, this is a sport I could get behind. You're already leaking pre-cum for me. Mommy likes that very much. And remember, sweetie, don't hold your moans back. I want to hear just how much I please you. I have to know if I'm doing it. Good job, after all. You like how I suck you off. Nice and slow with gentle care. Paying attention to every area. Of this wonderful cock of yours. Along with these young virile balls. It's much better than when you do it by yourself, isn't it? Yes, Mommy knows how you jerk off to her sometimes while she's in a remote meeting. You know, you can always come to me if your cock needs taken care of. I'm the CEO after all. I can just turn my camera off. You can sit next to me and I'll jerk you off. I'm still talking to the board of directors. Or under my desk. Take care of my pussy while I file their documents. Mm. I'm not above returning the favor. Like I said before, I would love to give you some oral support while you're on your PC. I'm gonna go a little faster, okay? But don't come yet. After all, Mommy gets a little annoyed when you masturbate by yourself, when she's always ready to just drop to her knees and take care of your cock when you need her to do so. I like my plump lips placing a cock. Don't you, sweetie? Seeing my mouth all messy with your pre-cum and my saliva. Mommy must look like a real slut from your point of view, but I can look even sluttier. Watch me, and don't break eye contact. So fucking hot working up. How easily I can just shove my head to your base without breaking eye contact. Mama's gotta do it again. Look at my saliva strands connecting from my lips to your cock. That's how much Mommy appreciates you, sweetie. She's willing to get all sweaty and sticky all over just for you. She takes control when she needs to. But she'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. Because you are just that important to her. Are you getting close? Don't come yet, sweetie. Mommy still has a couple more things she wants to do with you. I'll just sit up and put your cock between my big tits. Love how your hot rod feels between my tits. Oh, I know that you can't get enough of them. You love to watch them bounce up and down when I'm on my Stairmaster. And they act as pillows when we cuddle. Oh, so you can rest comfortably when you need to. And they've helped me out of a number of business matters. Oh, I'm not so resistible when I'm wearing a button-up shirt or a blouse that flaunts this cleavage. I have to be careful or else the buttons would just pop off. Maybe I'll demonstrate it to you someday soon. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it when your thick meat's just rubbing in between them. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but now, Mommy needs something else. Oh, Mommy's so hot right now. She's gonna get down on all fours. And she wants you to... Oh, fuck yes. Just going straight for it. Oh, now fuck me, sweetie. Yes, that's nice, sweetie, but now's not the time to make love. I said, I want you to fuck me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, feeling your hips slam into me. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good inside me, sweetie. Oh, keep thrusting into my big fat ass as hard as you can. Oh, this is it, sweetie. This is how Mommy likes to be spoiled. I don't need gifts or surprise meals or money. You just leave that kind of stuff to me, okay? All I want is for you to keep being the sweet, caring, and understanding partner that you are, who's also a fucking stud. Oh, when it comes to sex, fuck yeah, fuck me. Oh, you like the view from up there, sweetie? Oh, you like my fat ass jiggle as I thrust back into you? Oh, most guys get turned off. Oh, when they see cellulite. I've been called fat and flabby before. But you're not like that at all. You love to grope and fondle me whenever you can. Oh, you even call me, dummy dick sometimes. Oh, I may not understand what that means yet, but I know that when it comes from you, it's a compliment. Oh, fuck yes. Pull my hair, sweetie. Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Yeah. Mommy loves it when you claim her. Oh, yeah. My ex-husband had his chance. Oh, he could have learned to appreciate my success. And I would have been more than happy to please him. But guess what? He doesn't mean shit to me anymore. You're all that matters to me now. Because you're a good fucking boy, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh. You know exactly how to please a woman. Oh, you know exactly how to make me feel like a queen. All I need from you is just keep going. What you've always been doing. And Mommy will take care of everything. Nothing has to change. Nothing. For now, I'll always be your sugar mommy. Sweetie. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm close. You are too? Oh, come with me, sweetie. Come with me. Come inside, Mommy. Oh, give me a thick cream pie. Just, to let yourself fucking go. Come inside me. That, my dearest sweetie, was a great way to start off the day. Part of a complete breakfast? You can pull out now, sweetie. You really did a number on me. Help me up, will you? My legs are shaking. Thank you. Now come here. You're my good boy, sweetie. I was serious what I said back there, sweetie. You just leave all the luxurious spoiling and doting to me, okay? All I need from you is, well, you. Seems like someone's a little hungry from all that fucking. I guess I'm going to have to make you breakfast now. Tut-tut. No objections. Mommy is going to take care of you, okay? So, what would you like to have for breakfast? Cereal? Oatmeal? Pancakes? Pancakes, eggs, and bacon. Sure. How about some sausage, too? Great. You have a request? Name it, sweetie. You want me to wear just an apron, huh? Well, sure. I was actually just about to do it myself as a fun little surprise. You just sit tight, sweetie. Mommy's going to make you the best breakfast you've ever tasted. And once I put on the apron, maybe I'll let you go for round two while I cook.